seasonal farmers markets starting to open up for the year now, and certified South Carolina produce popping up at markets across the state. I'm talking with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers now about those farmers markets here during this pandemic. And boy, these can be a great source of fresh produce for folks all across South Carolina.
Well, you know, they can and always have been, but this year they're even a little bit more. It is a sign of returning to not normal, because we all recognize we're going to have a new normal, but returning to a way of life and some things about living in South Carolina that we all appreciate, and that is when our seasonal farmers markets open up. Naturally, we'll have to do things a little bit differently to honor the social distancing guidelines that we need to follow so that we can get this virus under control. But the farmers markets do represent that, a great place to get out there, support our South Carolina farmers, buy some great food, but also a chance to make us feel like things are getting somewhere back closer to normal.
The state farmers markets, of course, have remained open during all this time, and folks have been taking advantage of those. These seasonal markets, though, that just adds a little bit more flavor and gives them an opportunity to find more variety of things from across the state.
Seasonal farmers markets around the state are just a real treasure in that their local feel is always evidence. I still laugh about one whose slogan was the best vegetables and the best gossip in town. So, you know, I don't know that we'll be able to get out there and use it as our social media network that it has been over the years. So we'll have to do it from a distance, and you can't quite get that good gossip 6 feet away. So I don't know what they're going to do. They'll have to figure that out on their own. That's not my responsibility. But we are giving advice to the markets as to how to follow the rules. I mean, we all know what we need to do. That is just to be safe, use common sense, use the social distancing, not be in a hurry. If there are folks out of the market, just same way we do in the checkout line. Just
right.
Take your time, take your turn, and take your spot. And
right.
So the same will apply to the farmers markets as they open up. I think just a couple examples, Somerville's opening up soon. Greenwood is going to have a drive-through market, and that might be more prevalent if folks have the structures. I know that my home county, Orangeburg, is opening up middle of this month with a brand-new structure. So I always like to see the progress that's going on in our farmers markets. And, again, knowing that it represents a great time and a great reason to live in South Carolina.
Remind us a little bit about the Certified Roadside Market Program that SCDA has. What's that all about?
Well, as our farmers who actually have their markets at their farms, and they follow some of the guidelines that we've set up with quality benchmarks of the products they're selling, they have to be the grower of them. They're not wholesalers. This is their product. So it's just one more identification, if you will, for the consumer that when they see that big, bright yellow sign that says a Certified South Carolina Roadside Market, they know that they're supporting that farmer, and he or she has got their produce right out there. So that's about as fresh as you can get. Other than if you want to go like some of our strawberries and otherwise pick your own, you can do that as well. But I think folks really appreciate the opportunity to get as close to the source of where that food is grown whenever possible. And roadside markets are a fun way to do that, too. Always some great interaction, if you will, with the farmers or someone working on their behalf out at the market.
With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. Farmers markets, that's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.